Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and I want to continue slash wrap up the last several podcast episodes on impact. And much of my focus has been on how I am impacting others and the world and where I can do better, because let's face it, we can do better. I can do better. You can do better. But this time, I want to focus a little bit more on how I am impacted, how you are impacted by the news and social media. And I don't really need to share my viewpoints on religion or politics, just how we're receiving the information. And I want to go back to a time when I was, 12, 13 years old, maybe. And on religion, I am a Christian, but I was raised in a very liberal Christian church, the Christian Disciples of Christ. And so we didn't look at another religion as bad, or those are evil people, or, oh, they don't believe like me, so I hate them. We're in a very I hate them mentality with, if you don't agree just like me, I hate you kind of thing. And unfortunately, I see that more than I care to. But my mom and I were having a conversation about the Holocaust. And I, again, 12, 13, 14 years old, and I said, man, I think I would just change religions. Why didn't they just go get converted and get baptized and like say, oh no, I'm a Christian? And my mom said, people don't just give up their religion. Like, it's part of who they are, what they believe. It's their belief system, their values, and it's really hard just to give it up. And at the time, I was like, yeah, well, I'm a sissy and I don't want to, you know, be harmed. So I think I could give it up. Like, even if it was fake, I think I could give it up. Later, I learned, I believe I first encountered it in the book, The Monuments Men, that was later made into a movie. With Matt Damon was in it. I don't know who all, a lot of really great, it was a great cast in that movie, and it was very amazing. But I read the book first, which I like to do. And towards the beginning of the book, there was a segment that talked about how for hundreds of years, people of the Jewish religion were tracked, and they kept records all over Europe. It wasn't only Germany, it was in other countries also, where they kept track of it. So if you went in and said, oh, I got baptized, I'm now Catholic or Episcopalian or whatever, like, they had records to show that you weren't, and they wouldn't just accept that. So when I look at my friends and their upbringings and the how they're raising their children, it's extremely common that you grow up and you're the same religion as your parents. Because that's what we do, right? We pass down our values, our belief system to our children and family members. And my mom was raised not Christian Disciples of Christ, but that's what my dad was. And she knew they were going to have kids, and she wanted everybody brought up in the same religion. Flip side, I have a cousin who married a gal who was Catholic. And he said, yeah, I don't really want the kids raised in the Catholic Church. And she goes, no problem, but I'm going to go. And since many, if not all, I can't really speak for it completely, but most Catholic churches have a Saturday late afternoon, early evening service. So she would slip away for an hour or so on Saturday afternoon. And then Sunday, she went with the whole family to church in his religion. And that's how they handle it. Like, you have to handle it how you want to handle it. But most of us stick to what we were raised, right? And that takes us into the whole idea of politics. And in my family, we're kind of split on who's Democrat, who's Republican. And there are some pretty heated debates. I don't ever really get involved in them, but there have been some pretty heated debates between some of my family members on what's going on in the political arena and how people are impacted or not impacted, or they thought they wouldn't be impacted, and lo and behold, they were. Many, many years ago, something was said about not being able to get a student loan. And my father said, well, that was such and such president who changed that rule. And that's why your kids can't get the student loans that you thought they would be entitled to. And that did not sit very well, because that was her political party. And so, like, how could that have happened to her? Like, how could her party have done that to her? So it's always kind of interesting. But many generations, like, you hear stories of generation after generation after generation is either Republican or Democrat. I live in Oklahoma, and I think Jimmy Carter was the last presidential election where a Democrat won the state. After that, I believe it's been all Republican. I can't verify that 100%. I mean, I could. I just didn't. But I could. I could actually verify that if I wanted, if I cared enough. But you can do it. Leave me a comment. Tell me if I'm right. But you've got all these people who just follow in the footsteps. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. It's just my impression. It's just my experience. It's just what I see. And so when we're looking at the news, when we're watching the news, we typically select news channels that align with our beliefs and values, because that's what we want to hear. And we want to hear it from people who are like us. Again, not right or wrong, it's just what we do. Social media, as soon as I like a post of somebody's, whether in the grand scheme of things I agree with everything they say or not, as soon as I like a post, amazingly, I get posts from comedians that are like them, that are political commentaries like them. And I'm like, wait, how did you get in my feed? I don't know how this happened. I don't want you in my feed. And we become impacted by it, and we believe what is said. And with social media, with news broadcasts, we don't always get the whole story. They talk in sound bites. I was in a coaching program, and one of the coaches would talk about how to get on media, how to talk to the press. Like, you want to get your message out on your business, you need to go talk to the press and get your message out there. And it's in sound bites. So if you're speaking in sound bites, and it's just a short little clip, can you possibly have all the information? And I'm being impacted by a short little clip. And when I realized that, it was kind of like a big eye-opening moment for me. Like, I'm making comments and I'm taking stances on positions, mostly in this day and age, it's mostly political type positions, mostly in my head, because I rarely get into a conversation with people about it. But I find myself making positions on a 1 minute video, or just a social media post. Or I'll be looking at my friend's posts and think, oh my gosh, can that even be happening? Can that even be real? And then I go look it up, and part of it's real. Part of it is, but not all of it. And then I see that the hate and venom being spit out, because this person or that person or friend or acquaintance or family member or whatever believes the short little clip, the little sound bite. So my question for you, my challenge for you, is to consider how much are you basing your beliefs on the impact of a news program or social media? I have to make myself just put my phone down because I get into the Facebook videos or Facebook Reels. Facebook is my platform that I hang out on a lot. And I really want to see all the food videos. And I don't know how many I've saved. I don't know how many recipes I've grabbed and printed. A lot of them I've made. And let me just tell you, they were really, really good. Others, they were okay. But I get really caught up in that. But as soon as I see a political type video, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I really believe that. I agree with that. And then I go look it up and I'm like, ooh, I agree with part of it. Because none of it's perfect. None of it is completely correct. They're doing the best they can, or that they think is the best they can, however that works out. But if you're not sleeping at night, you might be spending too much time watching the news and on social media. If you're finding yourself being more aggravated and touchy and short-fused with people and less willing to accept that somebody's doing something in a different way than you do it, you might be spending too much time on social media and watching the news. If you feel yourself being very anxiety-ridden and not really finding a way to find joy or happiness, and you're caught in a cycle of doomsday in your head that the world is coming to an end, everything we know as we know it is coming to an end, because I see those posts a lot, it could very well be that you're spending too much time on social media and too much time watching the news. They are sound bites. They're little nuggets of information. And some of it could not even be 100% accurate, right? Some of it might be wrong. Some of it could just be wrong. So when you're considering the impact that you are having on the world, I implore you to consider the impact that the news and social media and the world at large around you, how you interact with the world, is having on you. And is it a positive impact? Is it making your life better? Is it helping you sleep better at night? Is it helping you with your relationships and interact with people in a more positive way? Or is it holding you back? Do your research. Do your research. Is what you saw on the news right? Is what you saw on a social media post or a little clip, is that right? Is it accurate? Is it true? And does it apply to you and your family and your life and your lifestyle? Do your research. I'm Jennifer Takagi. I look forward to connecting with you soon. And I would love to hear back. Please leave a comment, subscribe, follow, share with your friends, all the things on my podcast, Destined for Success. And if you want to talk to me, book your call. It's yoursuccesscall.com. And it should work. And you should be able to book a call with me. Have a great day. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.